Hi, and Merry Christmas. This is Mark Elliott in Hollywood, and during the next 3 hours, we'll present the most popular songs in the country. According to our countdown computer that averages sales surveys of the nation's leading music publications. And we'll also have the latest news on some of the biggest recording stars in the world. This week, our guests include Isaac Hayes, Pablo Cruz, Smokey Robinson, The Captain and Tennille, and we'll present some of the most popular Christmas records of all time. The Weekly
Top 30. Hi, this is Lionel Richie of the Commodores. And we want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And now, on the Weekly Top 30, music from one of the most unique Christmas albums ever recorded.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Come Santa Claus, come Santa Claus, down Santa Claus Lane.
Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul.
A beautiful
back in 1962, legendary rock producer Phil Spector began working on a Christmas LP filled with standards performed only by artists on his label. It was a lavish production for the times, costing what was then a phenomenal $53,000. The album was scheduled for release on November 22, 1963, but President John F. Kennedy was assassinated that day, and Phil decided not to ship it because he didn't feel people would be in the mood to hear jolly Christmas music so soon. Then, when Phil's label folded in 1966, his Christmas album became a collector's item. But several years ago, it was repackaged, and it can now be purchased every holiday season.
Just see those sleigh bells jingle and ring, jingle, jingling too.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Hi, everybody, this is Ray.
And this is Dennis
Wright
from Dr. Hook, and we would like to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, when you're baking your holiday cookies, think of us when you add the nuts. Merry Christmas.
Ring, ding, a ding, a ring, ding, a ding, a Merry Christmas.
Christmas, 1979. Last-minute shoppers might want to check out the Neiman Marcus gift catalog. Founded in Dallas, Texas in 1907, the world-famous department store has been one of the nation's most unique gift headquarters for the past seven decades. Over the years, Neiman Marcus has specialized in a wide variety of highly unusual gift ideas. A chocolate Monopoly set, your very own chimney sweep, a $395 sheepskin jogging suit, and the famous His and Her Christmas presents. Now, they came up with that idea after newsman Edward R. Murrow asked co-owner Stanley Marcus what kind of special merchandise his store was going to feature for Christmas that year. His and Her airplanes were the first Neiman Marcus gifts available to the imaginative couple, and among those that followed, His and Her camels, mummy cases, windmills, and this year, for $50,000 each, hot air balloons. There's been at least one buyer for every Neiman Marcus His and Her gift. And would you believe these other items? How about a $36,000 antenna that will allow you to watch 2,000 sports events every year, 6,000 hours of special children's programs, and live nightclub acts in the comfort of your own home? Or a $250 antique brass cigar lighter? Or a $100,000 sable coat from Russia? Or a $1,000 wine cooler? Neiman Marcus has everything for the person who has everything. This is Mark Elliott in Hollywood.